Welcome to Bridges Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. Let's join Joseph Dean Woke for today's episode.
Thanks for joining me on this episode of Bridges Step Up. Today, I'd like to start off a series of discussions on what to do when you have plenty of things to do, yet your time is limited. That is to say, there are times you get to in life where you find out there are a lot of things that you have to attend to, yet the time to get all of them done is quite limited. What do you do at such points? How do you handle such a situation so that you are able to achieve your goal within that time frame? Now, this is not an easy task to do, there's no doubt about it. But we come into situations like this often. That's why, for instance, as a student, you find that, oh, exam is next week, and there are volumes of materials you need to have covered that you have not. Or you find that as a worker, there is a target you have to meet that you have not come close to. And these are situations where we find ourselves with plenty of work to do, yet limited time to do them. The question I'm trying to answer today in this podcast is this: what do you do when you find yourself in situations like this? How do you handle such a situation? And how do you ensure that you're able to manage it in a manner that it doesn't become destructive, doesn't become distracting, and you still be able to achieve your vision? Now, in my own personal life, I've come into situations like that again and again, and while I do not claim to know it all, one thing I have found is that at some point I was able to manage it very well. Sometimes I fail, and a combination of the lessons I've learned trying to manage a situation where I have plenty tasks with limited time is what I have distilled into this series I'm starting today. Now, one of the things that happen when you have so many things to do at the time, yet to have limited time, is that you panic. Yes, you get scared. In fact, you start with fear, and if that fear is not managed, you become scared. And if that is not managed, it moves to panic. And when that panic is sustained over time, you come under pressure. Now, some persons say they work best under pressure. That is to say, they are at their best, they are triggered to become the best they can ever be when they are under pressure. I'm not disputing the fact, I'm not saying, oh, it's not true. I mean, do I know you? Even if I know you, you know yourself very well. But me, I do not think I work best under pressure. There's a kind of natural pressure that you come under that makes you be on your toe. However, there's a kind of pressure you come under that is waste-making. I call it waste-making pressure. It's that kind of pressure you come under and you lose your concentration. You are doing different things at the same time. I mean, you are trying to manage everything and it's not working. That is the kind of pressure that is bad. That's the kind of pressure that is destructive. That's the kind of pressure that doesn't make you better. It won't even help you achieve the results you are trying to achieve. And that is one bad thing about having limited time to do plenty of things. Now, because people come under that kind of pressure and they panic, that's why I'm telling you, please calm down. Yes, I understand you have plenty of things to do. You have limited time to attend to them. But please, despite all of that, calm down. The reason is, the why I'm telling you is this: when you panic, it's not just about the panic, it's not about the pressure, it's that you get tensed up because of the reality of not meeting your target on time. Now, because of that, you eventually lose your concentration and your performance drops. Now, you may not realize this, but if you take time to check it, you find that, oh, you're supposed to get this thing done, but because you are tensed up, because you have lost concentration, you start doing two things at the same time. And the problem with it is that a lot of times is that you start doing two things you can't really do at the same time. And you start making mistakes. Are very, very avoidable mistakes. You start fidgeting. And the consequence of this is that eventually what you are trying to achieve, you don't get to achieve them. As an example is this: you know you have a lot of thoughts to cover before your exam that is starting tomorrow, but you have not covered. I mean, you still have a whole lot of work to do. And because of that, you now start, you carry two textbooks to read or two notebooks to read. You read this one small, you close it, read the other one small, you close it. Now, when you start doing something like this, here's the problem. You do not store what you are reading very well. And here's the way the human brain works naturally. What you store properly in your brain, you can always get it back when there's a need for it. Or for instance, this you're not even a student. You are an employee or you have your own business. Now, you're supposed to get something done. I can't remember a perfect example to use in this situation. Okay, let me just use myself as an example. I'm supposed to finish a client's website, do graphic design for another one, and then I'm supposed to write for Brigitte. Now, for you to write for Brigitte, you need to be able to concentrate. In fact, what I'm doing now, if I'm not in my right frame of mind, I can't really talk. I'm not reading something. I'm talking from my head. And the way these things work is that you have to think about what you are saying. You distill the point you are trying to make. reflect on them over time, and you now sit down like this and say, clear your throat and start talking. Now, if I'm not in my right frame of mind, that I'm distracted, I'm tensed up, I'm under pressure, this kind of situation will affect my performance here. Because I'm thinking about the client website, I'm thinking about this at the same time, but I say, since it's deadline, let me just come and record this. Or I'm doing the client website, I'm still thinking about when will I have time to finish recording the podcast, edit, and upload on the website. You know, I'm thinking about these two things at the same time, and if I realize it, maybe I start trying almost doing two of them at the same time. Not two of them at the same time per se, but one of them is conflicting with my mental state, thereby distracting me. That is why I say, please, it's not the best thing to do what? To allow yourself to come under pressure or to panic because of the volume of work you have to do. As a matter of fact, the way life works is this. You need some degree of calmness to be able to do anything you are doing very well. And once you allow yourself panic, once you come under pressure, once you allow yourself get tensed up, you lose that calmness that is required to be able to do your work efficiently. That is why my message to you at this point is this: calm down. Yes, keep your cool. Do not panic, calm down. When you calm down, what is happening that when you calm down, what will happen is that you begin to look at your work clearly. You start saying, okay, yes, I understand I have these things to do. I understand I've been playing since the beginning of the semester, but I still have to cover my scheme of work. I still have to do what I have to do. I mean, I understand that I was not very serious all the while they gave me this task, but I have to do it. I understand that it's punishment. It's my boss trying to get at me by giving me this volume of work within this minute time. But I have to deliver despite that. I understand that I accepted to do 3 jobs for different clients that I couldn't have done normally. But I have to deliver and now start learning how to manage my acceptance of job. When you are calm, that's when you can start thinking about it. Okay, how do I do it? Now, when you come to that state of mind, the next step you start taking is to plot a strategy to achieve the results you want, despite the pressure. My message is this: instead of allowing fear or panic to take upper hand in your life because you have so many things to do, yet limited time to do them, calm down. And when you calm down, you're able to develop a system to get results despite the limited time, and you'll be far better off with a strategy for success. Again, my point in this episode is this: you come to situations where you have so many things to do per time, but you have limited time to do them. Do not allow panic come upon you because you are afraid and you are scared. If you allow that happen, it will be counterproductive. Instead, calm down and ask yourself, how do I get to result? How do I achieve what I want to achieve despite the limited time I have to achieve them? I hope you understand my point.
Thanks for tuning in for this episode of Bridget Step Up, brought to you by Bridget Word, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching, and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many other free content when you visit Brojit.com. That is Brojid.com. To get notifications on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books, kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Brojit World. You also can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664. May your day be super productive.